Hey, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Hope you're having a great day. Not only does Miami have to play the team with the best record in baseball right now, but they have to play the team with the National League's best home record, the Chicago Cubs. Last evening, the Cubbies defended home turf. For the full Monday Rewind, here's Geff.
Well, the W flag flies over Wrigley Field tonight. Kyle Hendricks goes all the way, and the Cubs beat the Marlins 5-0 in the opening game of this three-game series. Kyle Hendricks and Adam Conley matching up in the start of a six-game road trip for the Marlins. Three here at Wrigley, then three at Coors Field in Denver coming up next weekend. Marlins went down 1-2-3 against Hendricks in the top of the first. That kind of set the tone. So did the way things went in the bottom of the first for Adam Conley. He walked the leadoff man, Dexter Fowler, with one out. Fowler went to third, and Anthony Rizzo's ground rule double into the ivy in right field. But Conley had a chance to escape the inning because he got Javier Baez to pop foul to the first baseman, Derek Dietrich. So the Cubs had runners at second and third, but there were two outs when Conley went after shortstop Addison Russell.
Here's the pitch to Russell, and he lines a ball over the first baseman, Dietrich, down the right field line. Fowler is home. Rizzo is home. It's a two-out, two-run single for Addison Russell and a 2-0 lead for the Cubs.
Russell gives the Cubs a quick start. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes to how to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Well, the Marlins threatened in the second inning. They loaded the bases, but the pitcher Conley grounded out to end that opportunity. They put men at second and third in the third inning, but Marcelo Ozuna grounded out to end that threat against Kyle Hendricks. Marlins got a double from Derek Dietrich in the fourth inning, but he was gunned down. Hayward to Baez to Bryant, trying to stretch into a triple. And the Cubs had chances, too, to break open the 2-0 game, but after leaving the bases loaded in the first, they stranded two in the second, two in the third. They left two more in the fourth inning against Adam Conley. They seemed to have Conley on the ropes all night, and finally the pitch count caught up to him, and he was done after four. He allowed only the two runs, but five hits. He walked six, one intentionally, struck out four. He hit a batter for Conley in four innings tonight, 97 pitches, 50 strikes. So Dustin McGowan came out of the bullpen. He got the fifth inning, struck out the first man, Hayward, but then a walk to Wilson Contreras. Too many walks for Marlins pitchers tonight. Contreras went to third base on a single by Matt Caesar. With the pitcher Kyle Hendricks at the plate, Caesar stole second. So the Cubs had second and third, one down for the pitcher.
The pitch, ground ball through the left side, base hit. Home to score is Contreras. And the Cubs have a 3-0 lead.
And at that point, they had men at the corners. It was back to the top of the order, center fielder Dexter Fowler.
There's a ball hit high into the air center field. It gets under it, comes in on it. Here comes the runner from third. Here's the throw to the plate, not in time. Caesar scores, a sac fly for Fowler, and it's a 4-0 lead for the Cubs.
Then in the sixth, the leadoff triple by Anthony Rizzo with McGowan still out there. Man at third, nobody out for Javier Baez.
Here's the pitch, and a ball line toward the gap in left center. Here comes Yelich, makes the catch. Tagging is Rizzo. He'll score. A sacrifice fly by Javier Baez. His 40th run batted in, and run number five for the Cubs. 5-0 in the sixth.
Now, Nephi Ogando would come out of the bullpen making his first Marlins appearance since April, and he'd work a couple of scoreless innings in the seventh and the eighth. But Kyle Hendricks kept on rolling along. He worked a 1-2-3 eighth inning. He went out there for the ninth inning, a chance for the complete game. He got Giancarlo Stanton to fly to right for the first out. He then walked Marcelo Ozuna, just the third walk in the game for Hendricks. But JT Realmuto bounced into a 6-4-3 double play to end it. And the Cubs win it 5-0. For Chicago, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 12 men left. For the Marlins, no runs, 7 hits, no errors. Miami strands 6 in the game. Kyle Hendricks, the winning pitcher, 10-7. A complete game, 7-hit shutout. He walked 3, 1 intentionally, struck out 5. Hendricks goes all the way in a career-high 123 pitches, 78 strikes, and 45 balls. Meanwhile, Adam Conley takes the loss. He falls to 7-6. He was unbeaten in July, but August gets off to a rough start for Conley and the Marlins. Time of the game was 2 hours, 47 minutes, and a crowd of 40,937 goes home singing happily as the Cubs win the series opener 5-0. Chicago is 64-41 with the victory, best record in baseball. A National League best 35-17 here at Wrigley Field. The Cubs have won 5 of 6 on this homestand. Meanwhile, the Marlins start this six-game road trip with a loss. They had gotten to nine games over for the fifth time this year. They were 51-42. They were 52-43. They were 53-44. They were 55-46. And coming in tonight, 57-48. But for the fifth time, they failed to get 10 over for the first time since 2011 as they lose to fall to 57-49. Miami now 28-25 on the road.
The pitching rotation has certainly been unorthodox over the past few days. Today turns out to be Jose Day. Jose takes the mound looking for his 13th win of the season. That would be a personal best at 8:05. If you've ever been to Chicago and ridden the train, the Red Line stop for Wrigley Field is Addison. It's only coincidentally also the same name as the Cubs infielder, but Addison is today's Fish Family bonus code, the stop you make on the Chicago train to get to Wrigley Field. Kyle Seeloff joins you just after 7:30 this evening for Marlins on Deck. Then the Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the play-by-play from historic Wrigley at 8:05. Go to MLB.com, download the MLB at Bat app. That's how I listen. You can also tune your radio to 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.